Well, it's finally good to see the United States recognizing the fact that Russia is acting in a defensive posture for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The fact and their allies, NATO and Gulf state allies, have really closely and unfortunately irresponsibly created this conflict and basically perpetuated this conflict through their arming of mercenaries and terrorists throughout the region in Iraq, in Turkey, in Jordan, and in Syria, and have created a scenario whereby over 250,000 people have lost their lives. And at the same time, millions of individuals have been driven out of their homes. And now, after 3 to 4 years, many of these refugees are unwelcome in the places that they've gone, so they're being driven out of the refugee camps. And that's why you see this refugee crisis. And what's really unfortunate is the American media and the American politicians and even the intelligence community, they ignore the major hand that the West has had in creating this crisis and perpetuating this unnecessary conflict. And what's very interesting today, even Barack Obama ignored the actual impact that the Americans and the American military have had in Syria and blamed it all on Bashar al-Assad. And the problem that we have here is that this particular perspective is what's driven into the minds of the individuals in Western media throughout the rhetoric that's been put down. The real truth of the matter is that Iran, China, and Russia have given Bashar al-Assad the support he needs in order to defend himself from the Western instigation of this particular conflict. Now, the other thing that I'll say is that Russia has been very forthright in offering to be cooperative with the United States in the destruction of ISIS. And the fact is that this particular mercenary force has many individuals that are embedded from Western intelligence and Western mercenary organizations, and the U.S. has made very little effort to actually destroy the mercenary forces. What they've done is they've nurtured it and taken out individuals that have not been cooperative, but yet they've continued to support what they call the Syrian National Coalition. And to be clear here, the Syrian National Coalition was nothing more than individuals out of the Al-Hasakah region, which is the north eastern region of Syria, that has traditionally been against the governments in Syria. These are this area is made up of predominantly Kurdish individuals that have sought their sovereignty for some time, but it is absolutely not representative of the Syrian people. So I think what's clear here is that the Americans have been caught red-handed alongside their allies, acting in a very illegitimate way, and yet they continue to portray it as Bashar al-Assad as the instigator and as the creator of this crisis. And unfortunately, this is absolutely untrue, and this needs to be made more available. And as I said in an interview earlier today, I challenge Western media and even Barack Obama to have this dialogue about the heavy hand that the West has had in Syria, and not only in Syria, but also in Libya. The way that the president at the UN today represented Libya was the same way, claiming that Gaddafi was going to murder all of his own people, when in fact that was absolutely untrue as well. So unfortunately, once again, thankfully the Russians and the Chinese have stood up in the Security Council and are supporting a sovereign nation, at this time being Syria.